But yeah, tubes run on high voltages, a lot higher than transistors. That's why any piece of tube equipment, no matter what it is, guitar amp, radio, anything, if you don't know anything about it, don't know what you're doing, you get your hand in there, you can actually mess yourself up pretty bad. Because tubes run at elevated voltages. You know, you got some of them radios like that Grundig and stuff, you got like 300 volts on the plates of the tubes, you know, another 150 on the screen. And if you get your hand in there and you get it at the right spot, you know, you'll take that 350 up your hand there. And that's why you have to be super careful, man, working on any tube gear. And a lot of the old tube radios, what they call the All-American 5s, they run 5 tubes in them. There's no transformer. One side of the AC line goes to the chassis, and the other side of the AC line goes to a neutral inside the radio. And the plugs on a lot of them are not polarized, so when you plug it in the wall, you got a 50-50 chance of the chassis being hot. And that's, you got to be very careful, man. You grab a hold of that chassis and it's hot, you're going to get it.
Yowza. You know, that sounds familiar. I remember somebody telling me about that years ago, about old radios. I don't know a whole lot about them, Dave. You know that. You know, I'm just a fix-it solder guy. But, yeah. These old Telefunken and microphones, geez, they're still, the old ones are probably worth, just as much, if not more, than the new stuff.
WSKC 956, sorry about that. Who was asking me about my setup, the Tram 1477?